This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, where you've got me, Kevin Hagland. Mike is not sitting here. Corey is not sitting here. But we are at Men's Tee in Frisco. And here comes Mike. Corey surely soon to follow off of El Dorado. If you want to come visit with us today. And by the way, you have plenty of time today, although we would love to see you during our show, as the G-Bag Nation will be doing their show out here as well. And we'll be out here in Frisco all day long.
It was like, Corey, it was like we're Dallas Cowboys getting prepared for the third quarter. We forgot it started.
We're just a few seconds late.
Yeah, it was, that's fine.
At least, you know, we thought you might have false started when we came back in here and you're already talking like the radio show had started.
I didn't know where to line up. I didn't know who to cover. Sorry.
Yeah, we were like Tolbert and CeeDee Lamb on fourth down in a critical play.
We don't know our route.
Should we both jog to the corner without looking for the ball? Like,
well,
I'll just get behind you and trail you, Corey. Is you jog into a non-route, and I'll do the same jog non-route.
Alec, he said, here we go. And I go, well, guess what, Alec? I'm the only one here. What do you want me to do?
Mm-hmm.
And CeeDee Lamb was like, thumbs up. So
just throw up my direction. Who knows if I'll be in the right spot?
There's a whole lot, I guess, to break down from that game. But I actually want to talk about the Jerry Jones interview first.
Today.
I'm not going to play the audio. I heard it. I know what happens. We'll probably play some of the audio later. I don't think we have the clips ready just yet. But there's a variety of things that he said that I was like, come on, man. Like, what are we even doing? And the first thing is, we talked about this, I want to say like 2 weeks ago. How much of the season's failure will get blamed on injury? And you heard it from Jerry Jones. He's like, I think when you saw in the third quarter, you know, like just really the injuries took a toll. Okay, I guess if you just look at it from yesterday's game's perspective. But guess what? There's only one team that hasn't scored a touchdown to start the third quarter all year. That's the Cowboys. That didn't just happen this week. Like, it was happening when you had Dak. It was happening when you had, because I know the defense impacts the offense, Tank and Micah. And, like, I know Deron Bland's been out. But you've seen everybody else at some point or another, and the whole team works together. It's not just yesterday that is an issue. It's the whole season. And when he goes, well, injuries are part of football, but, man, if we had a lot. And then they ask, hey, does that impact how you judge McCarthy? Yeah, I think it does. No. Why? You didn't just get all these people hurt.
Can I be honest with you? I had to turn off the station because there's still a part of my heart, right? I'm like the Grinch. There's still a part of my heart that cares about the Cowboys because I cared about them so much for most of my life that I had to turn them off. Why? Because you're emotional right now and you're mad at Jerry. And I started feeling that same way listening to his scripted answer. And so I was like, I have to turn this off. I cannot go down this path. I do not want to go down this path of being a Cowboys fan again. This is a repeated thing that will happen over and over and over and over again the rest of my life. And I don't want to be a part of it, but yet I could tell there was still part of my heart that's into the Cowboys. And I was like, I got to eliminate this. I know this sounds bad, but I just like, I have to eliminate this from my life. And listening to Jerry this morning, that Cowboys fuming anger that you have today, that Corey, you might have today, I was like, I'm not going to have that in my life. I cannot listen to him talk right now.
Mike, I'm not there. I think I'm beyond it now because you have a backup quarterback, a backup running back, and a coach that's on his way out. This team absolutely is, and I don't usually say this, but it is what it is. It is not a good team, and for the rest of the season, I don't really have many expectations for them. I do, however, hope that there can be a lot of other things fixed in the offseason. But, guys, I think I've watched this team build off seasons before. Now, I've seen them build a good team, but I've also seen them not care about building a team at all in the off season, and that's what we got this year. When it comes to injuries, Kevin, there is a reality to that. And that's I don't think he multiple times like, that's not the excuse. Every other team has it. We have it. Every team has it. You got to overcome, right?
Kind of.
On the defensive side of the ball, I would say yes, Tank, Bland, Nealon, significant injuries to this team. On the offensive side of the ball, where you've been unproductive this season, Brandon Cooks is the only thing that's been missing?
Yeah.
I mean, like, I'm trying to figure out what offensively has been the problem that you couldn't run the football.
And if people are like, Dak, well, I mean, I get it now, but he hasn't been out the entire season.
Exactly, yeah.
If he was, then I'd be like, well.
Before that, it was maybe a Jake Ferguson, one guy missing from your offense, and Schoonmaker. If that's the case, then Schoonmaker shouldn't have been a second-round pick. Yes. I mean, like that. So that's where if you're looking at the injury part of it, those things have happened to you this year. And I do know, that third quarter when you're looking at Zach Martin and Tyler Smith walking off the
terrible.
Field, that's a sad moment right there. But
agreed.
That, Kevin, that's just an addition to a poor season. And guys out there, I think Zach Martin is giving everything that he has out there for you. He absolutely is. He's got parts of his body that might be falling apart right now on him, but he's trying to take in whatever's left. Tony Romo used to say that when he had his rib injury and he was sitting there just in pain. I would watch him just kind of, waddle into the room and sit down in front of the media, and he said the line of, we only have a few of these a year and a few of these in our lifetime that we get to play. Mike knows this feeling. You're going to go out there and give everything you have. But that team right now, Kevin, they're not collectively good. And that's the reality. And that's where Jerry has to say it starts with him, and then it trickles down from everything else from there.
So let's talk more about things that he said this morning that I was like, I just don't understand what you're saying then. One of them was, I think it was Bobby, who asked the question, and I thought there were some really good questions this morning, of did you misevaluate Trey Lance? And Jerry, like, really quickly was like, no. We knew that he hadn't played a lot of football when he came here from San Francisco. But, we absolutely. And you've seen him improve leaps and bounds. Leaps and bounds. But if Dak wasn't hurt, he'd still be the third-string quarterback, and you wouldn't get him any playing time, even though both Mike McCarthy and Jerry Jones agree that the one thing that Trey Lance needs is playing time. Then again, I also have questions about why you would trade for Trey Lance when you decided to go ahead and lock Dak into a long-term contract. So you gave up your fourth-round pick, and you didn't need a starting running back, but you were like, well, we really need is a third string quarterback, but they didn't misevaluate.
The reality on the evaluation part, I'll get to that in a second. The reality, Kevin, is they wanted him to be so good in practices
straight away.
They weren't going to be able to see him that they could pressure Dak to say, we don't need you. They found out very quickly in the preseason, he's not ready. Why? Because we haven't worked with him enough. He never got any reps. He never got to play. He sat on our bench. So we can't pressure Dak at all. Plus, they have all the leverage anyway. On the misevaluation part of it, I just think they haven't developed him. Like they could have evaluated him a certain way and said, we can grow him, but they never even attempted to develop him.
So here is, I guess, a question for the Trey Lance situation. I get he didn't play last night. It doesn't really bug me that he didn't play last night because there's so many worthless games to play this year.
I'm fine with that.
I'm just assuming you're going to lose by 20.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
20 to 40 points in Washington on Sunday. And then you're going to have a very competitive game on Thanksgiving, which you only have one practice to get ready for.
6-3.
By the way, tomorrow, hey, that game's going to be great. We'll be giving away tickets to that Thanksgiving.
Let's go. I'm excited.
Is after that, can't you just play Trey Lance the rest of the season and go, look, we know Cooper Rush is a solid backup quarterback. We're horrible. You don't have to say it in my words here, but you can be like, Trey Lance is starting the rest of the season. We're going to give him literally, I guess, would that be 4 or 5? We're going to start him 4 or 5 NFL games. Maybe he'll get better as the season progresses. Maybe he'll get worse.
Yeah. Is the idea then that
he could be your backup?
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Is that if you're looking at Cooper Rush, you already know who Cooper Rush is. Cooper Rush gets to play the next 2 starts. Probably not going to be his fault. Part of it will, but you're probably going to lose by a lot to Washington. You will probably have a very miserable competitive game on Thursday on Thanksgiving. I don't know who's going to win that game. And then I think you can, at that point, just say, all right, Trey Lance is now going to get most of the reps in practice, and we're going to let Trey Lance start the rest of the season.
I guess that's fine.
Would that satisfy you?
I have a question about this.
No, just because, like, you took that draft pick in something that you really needed. Because we're talking about, like, Rico Dowdle could be your backup running back, I guess.
For sure.
And then we all knew Zeke couldn't do it. So the spot you were going to target running back, they were like, nah, we got it. And so there are so many things that torpedoed this season. Like, I get that. But this was a pretty big one to say, we don't need a starting running back.
On the Trey Lance front, has he earned anybody else in the NFL's respect to get a contract out of backup realm for the Cowboys?
I can't imagine.
I think because of his draft pick status,
he'd get a shot.
Yeah, I think 5 to 10 teams would say, come on in as our 3rd or 4th quarterback. See if you can, you're competing with our 7th round pick, or you're competing to be our 3rd quarterback. I think that's his life. The rest of his life right now, as of today, is you get to compete to be a 3rd-string quarterback in the NFL until you prove you're not a 3rd-string quarterback. That could change. I don't think it will, but that could change if he gets 4 starts at the end of the year and he looks like he has potential to be a solid backup. Now I think teams could go, hey, not that we're guaranteeing this, but maybe he's competing with our backup to be the backup. And worst-case scenario, he's 3rd-string.
The reality is, for the future here, Dak, unless you replace his leg with like a centaur body, like his lower half is going to be screwed for a while.
Yeah.
And he's not going to give himself an offseason to really recover, because that's not in his in his thing. He thinks work is going to be the thing. When his body needs to recover, you're going to have to rely on whoever your backup is over the next 3 years during
and whether TMZ's there or not, he's going to be wearing a boot at times because his ankle's deteriorated and it is not very good right now. It's closer to a 40 or 50 year old man's ankle than it is a 30-year-old man's ankle. And so I do think, to Corey's point, is the backup quarterback becomes very vital, because I do think you're dealing with a very fragile lower half quarterback for the next 4 years.
And there was the other thing that he said that has me concerned about all this talk about how you regroup and whatnot. He made sure to point out that in the last 25 years, the Dallas Cowboys have the 6th best winning percentage in the NFL. And in the last 15 years, the Dallas Cowboys have the 5th best winning percentage in the NFL. I believe that every single team ahead of them in both of those windows, maybe with the exception of the San Francisco 49ers, has also won the Super Bowl. And at least the 49ers can be like, we've been to the Super Bowl multiple times.
We just keep losing to the Chiefs.
And so when he keeps saying, hey, we're around the rim, I know we haven't made the championship game. No, you haven't even made the conference championship game. So it's that thing that annoys me and makes me wonder about, like, building this team back up again, because Stevens told that numerous times. I don't know how many teams won 36 games in the last 3 years. And now Jerry's like, sixth best winning percentage in the last 25 years, fifth best winning percentage in the last 15 years. My biggest concern, and I think about this a lot, and I'm sure a lot of Cowboys fans do too, they don't think it's a problem. They think it's a problem when they're 3-7. But if they were 6-4, destined to get wiped out in the wild card round, they're like, ha-ha, what's the big deal?
It's like me trying to build a swimming pool in my backyard. I have no clue what I'm doing.
Right.
I dug the hole, guys.
That's
the hole's
true.
Dug out
yeah.
there. I mean,
this is the best hole you've ever
yeah,
seen.
Look yeah, look at how that hole is.
I hired Albert.
Yeah, exactly. Every once in a while, I would ask somebody to come help, and they'd do a little bit. There's a hole back there. And we could all, I don't know why we can't swim in it. I don't know why the water's all green. What happened?
But it wasn't your fault. You did the best.
I didn't do the best to put all the rest of it in. I said, hey, this is good enough. I don't really know exactly how to make it great, though. That's exactly where the Cowboys are, is they keep going, I don't know, this should be good enough to get us there.
Yeah.
Not what's going to be something that you build a culture and a legacy within the franchise that lasts for a long time, because players want to come in here and be great.
So I'll say this, and I know we're out of time here, is Jerry Jones thinks we're all morons. Okay, he thinks you're a moron, I'm a moron, we didn't play football, yeah. we didn't do any of this, so we are complete and total morons that are lucky enough that there's jobs like this to have, that we can talk football, that we're all morons, you're a moron listening, unless you played NFL football. What does he say to Marcus Spears?
Troy Aikman.
And Troy Aikman, when Marcus Spears last night said, the Jones family does not run the organization in a championship manner. If you look at the way other organizations that are championship organizations are competing for championships on a consistent basis, they don't run their franchise anywhere close to those franchises. And that's a major issue. Now, I'm just repeating what Marcus Spears said. I'm a moron. I only stupidly played baseball and wasn't brave and strong and fast enough to play football. But fine, Jerry, I'm a moron. What do you say to Troy Aikman? That is like, look at these moronic routes that these two morons are running right now on fourth down.
That's, or Michael Irvin.
Yeah,
or, yeah.
Like, and then you have Marcus Spears saying, this is a poorly run franchise. I love them. I played for them. I got a lot of money from them. I want them to be good. I have to act like, I don't know if Marcus Spears is a true Dallas Cowboy fan or not. Like, I'm not knocking him at all.
Yeah, no,
I love him. But, you know, he does play that role on ESPN at times. But he is calling out, Jerry doesn't run this thing properly. Not me, not the moron baseball player, not you two morons who
sure.
love football and love the Cowboys and watch plenty of football.
Yeah, I got 30 years experience watching football.
Yeah, but
I know when I see
don't know.
Something crap.
What does Jerry say to the morons who played in his organization that are critical of him?
I think about this all the time. And it's not like I used to feel this way about Cuban to a certain extent with some of the things that he would say, is if you think every single person around you is just not smart enough to get what you're doing, maybe it's not all of those people who don't get it, you know? Like, maybe we got a pretty decent idea. I would put Corey in charge of the Cowboys tomorrow.
Let's go.
Ahead of Jerry Jones. I'm sorry, Corey, I don't have the power to do that.
Oh.
But if I could.
I was really excited for a second. I was like, this is going to be fun.
I mean, if I could,
firing
we can ask
everybody.
Jerry on Friday. He's made threats to fire people here. Maybe we can figure out a way to make it go the other way.
I'm hiring Mike to be my reality voice in the locker room. He's going to just walk in and tell him the truth. You
the
know,
thing because... is I feel like I'm smart enough to know I'm not smart enough.
Exactly.
Yes.
And that's Jerry's problem, is he is the smartest person in everything.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.